As mist rolls in along a mountain ridge high above Chiang Mai, Chatri Seyang is ready to brew. The third generation farmer is the master of coffee in these parts. The beans here, he's grown, fermented, and roasted himself. His specialty coffee is celebrated, part of a national movement increasingly prizing organic artisanal processes. But his work is getting more difficult. As he wanders through his family plantation, Chatri points out what's changed, the erratic rain and the high temperatures. It's a story playing out all through Thailand's highlands. The country's coffee industry is being reshaped by a paradox. Thai coffee is having a moment. Demand for specialty and organic beans, just like the ones being grown here, has skyrocketed in recent years. It has producers under the pump to keep delivering, while the changing climate is increasingly playing havoc with their operations. Yields are way down. Last year, Thailand produced about 80% less coffee than it did in the early 2000s.
มันผลกระทบของกลุ่มสภาพภูมิอากาศที่มันเปลี่ยนไปตอนนี้ค่ะก็จะทำให้เรื่องการจัดการดินกับการจัดการท่าอาหารในการผลิตกาแฟเนี่ยมันเกิดปัญหาน้ำไม่พอการติดดอกออกผลไม่สม่ำเสมอนะคะก็เลยส่งผลทำให้ผลผลิตลดยังไม่แค่นั้นคือยังทำให้คุณภาพของผลผลิตเนี่ยดรอปหรือว่าไม่เป็นไปตามเป้าที่เหมือนกับที่เคยผ่านมาด้วยอะไรเงี้ยค่ะ
Thais are also drinking more coffee than ever before, 340 cups per year on average. Amid these challenges, the country is finding its niche as a producer of high-quality, specialty, and smallholder-produced coffee. It's pivoting towards value.
สังคมบริโภคเรามีขนาดที่ใหญ่มากแล้วก็ดีมานด์กับความหลากหลายของกาแฟแล้วก็รสชาติกาแฟใหม่ๆ
Down in Chiang Mai City, an example of the rising market, Aka Ama is a success story. It's a community-based social enterprise promoting the efforts of indigenous hill tribe coffee-growing communities. Its co-founder says the coffee rush is giving hope to people often left behind.
Coffee producer or coffee job is maybe a few agricultural career. That we can say that it's kind of something a pioneer and we are proud to be. We look at all the job that's under agricultural segment. Not many people they're proud to be, but coffee is. So I think this is the game changer for Thailand if we can keep growing the quality.
Still, specialty coffee production remains an outlier activity that requires an investment in skills, knowledge, equipment, and often marketing. If coffee farmers want to persist and meet high quality standards, they need support. Pana Coffee is one company trying to act as a connector between smallholders and coffee consumers. It's attempting to produce specialty coffee at scale and has made major investments in infrastructure at its sprawling complex in Chiang Mai.
Thailand doesn't produce enough coffee for ourselves, right? So there's still room to grow. Whether there's enough land to grow, that's another story. But I really believe that with the existing land, and if more farmers embrace shade grown organic practice, I think they can really achieve or can produce a lot more specialty grade coffee. The cost of producing coffee here in Thailand is quite high. So adding a little bit more to the processing part to achieve different specialty grade coffee can really help farmers get into this market.
Thailand now needs to import the vast majority of the coffee it consumes. As the climate plays havoc with global production, costs are rising. Specialty cafes in Bangkok are feeling the heat on their bottom lines. The coffee scene is ultra competitive.
In Thailand, we don't produce enough coffee for our local consumers. Like, it's not even close. I think we have to rely like 80% or 90% from imported coffee. Yet we have 90% import duties on coffees. So we do rely importing a lot. While the local market, the only way to counteract the import duties is to improve the local coffee to the point where, you know, it's the cost is not too high for us as a retailers to sell to consumers.
Places like Nana Coffee Roasters are leaning into this new, more expensive reality.
Well, our philosophy is that we don't sell coffee, but we sell the experience. So it's starting to become more of a luxury product that is similar to like wine, whiskey. And these alcohol beverages, you know, you would pay like 400, 500, 600 baht per glass. But for coffee, people still have this mindset of like coffee is a commodity. But now the perception is starting to shift. There's starting to be a paradigm shift of treating coffee, especially specialty coffee, as a luxury. You know, with the climate change and like some years, the supply isn't very high, and that drives the prices of the coffee quite high. And that's obviously very hard, like business-wise. But you know, it's a similar story as like matcha. What we have to do is then to notify and make people aware what's going on. Not that, oh, we're just like greedy, we want to increase the prices, but then there's a reason for the increasing in prices. But you know, we still want to keep that quality. So we're trying our best to absorb as much as we can, but we also want to let people be aware of what's going around in our world today.
Chatri is seeing it firsthand, but he's optimistic that coffee can persist in Thailand.
คือมันอยู่ในสถานการณ์พวกนี้วันที่โลกร้อนเนี่ยแน่นอนมันส่งผลแต่เราก็อาจจะไม่สิ้นหรอก